Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in. It's the morning shift. My name is Mike. His name is Bo. His name is Dylan, and he's playing some kind of 70s
music. This sounds like we're watching Starsky and Hutch in the 70s, and they just came back from commercial.
Exactly.
Like, and it's like,
exactly right.
And like they're pulling up in the cruiser to like a crime scene, and he's like, "What do you think, Hutch?"
This is what we rejoin with on a boys' day when we're coming back from commercial.
Yeah, there you go.
How about we rejoin with like some Whiskey Myers or
Metallica? I actually don't mind the vibes with this one, man. I don't mind the vibes at all. I'm down with Starsky and Hutch.
Got a little funk to it.
This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We got to get back into this Falcons conversation. And I said just a minute ago, speaking of which, before I even get there, the Ryder Cup coverage has started. Okay?
Oh, we got to change the channel.
We did. I did it.
Oh, is it middle?
While you were over there chatting about Underdog, I went up there and turned on Law & Order SVU.
Well, I wish you had turned off. You did. You turned on ESPN.
Welcome.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Hey, Dylan, round of applause for
just like
the All-American, the captain.
I've been singing the Dylan probably knows this. I've been singing the Moana song from Maui. What can I say? You're welcome. You know what I mean? So there it is.
I've been singing Maui
for the last few days.
Just real quick, when I was on my plane ride back from Michigan when I went last week for my cousin's wedding.
Not the Eagles game.
Okay. I was in Michigan. But I was watching the live-action Lilo & Stitch. Actually, very good. I didn't get a chance to finish it because I fell asleep, but I need to finish it. So
I think my kids are scared of the original Lilo & Stitch. It's like a rabid dog half the time.
Yeah, I could definitely understand.
Why is this dog rabid?
What's the basis of that show? Like, what's the plot?
The Lilo & Stitch like an alien being.
Yeah, he was an alien being created by this mad alien scientist, and then they exile Stitch because they say he's dangerous, and so he crash lands on Hawaii, and he can't leave the island because if he gets in water, then he drowns because his body becomes too dense. So then he's discovered by Lilo because he needs a home, and he's trying to evade the people that are trying
she
to capture him. She wants a dog. He hides his like tentacles and stuff, or whatever, and he looks like a weird dog.
So, way too much Disney talk.
Yeah, right.
All right, I live that life
yeah,
every
you
day.
You could have just said an alien alien life form that in the shape of a dog came to. It's basically the kids' version of Alf.
I live that
you
life.
You could have just said that.
Every day.
I've never seen Alf, so
every
I didn't
day.
Know.
You know what?
I am sad that I brought up Maui.
You know what Alf stands for?
No.
Alien life form.
Oh,
there you go.
Nice.
Great show.
All right, let's get into this conversation about the Commanders and the Falcons. I said going into the break that there was something Jeff Fulbert said yesterday that made me feel jealous as a Falcon fan and as a guy that covers his team and as a guy who's
that
been very critical.
Made you jealous.
Made me jealous.
You're jealous of the other team?
Well, you know what, Dylan? Let's just play the cut. I'll let you hear it.
Whoever it is, they all run hard, and they're all good at breaking tackles and getting extra yardage, and they all have a tenacity about them where they push piles and they get leaky yards, too, if you don't get a lot of hats on them and get population to the ball. So it's a really unique game because it's just the offense is so voluminous, it's a good word, that there's so much stuff, you know, like there's so much variations of zone read, bypass, zone read, a million different counter OT, gap schemes, and a lot of pass game to go with it. So preparing for all this stuff, it can get a little overwhelming, you know, but the beauty of it is there is an element of once you're through the first quarter, you got a decent idea about how they're attacking you. So it's just trying to compartmentalize that information and just understand how we're being attacked today and then adjust accordingly.
Say the word with me.
So it worked. No, hold on. At first,
say it with me.
Voluminous?
Voluminous.
At first, I thought it was the leaky yards that was really made you jealous. And I was like, ooh,
no.
Leaky.
But I was like,
I was like, leaky's on the same line as moist. But then I heard him say the voluminous.
Voluminous.
Which is, I don't know the exact definition, but it to me, I'm going to go ahead and tell you it's probably like the multiplicities that they can come out with
of
in this offense.
Volume or something like that.
Yeah, like basically how, because they get the start the game last week. I mean, the opening kickoff. Deebo gets a pretty big kickoff return, Deebo Samuel. And then the very first play they run is with a jumbo package, extra tackle, unbalanced line, whatever the hell you want to call it. I don't call it an unbalanced line. To me, an unbalanced line is when you move a tackle, the left tackle or the right tackle to the other side, and you have two tackles are all on the field and they're both on one side.
True.
But then again, you can call it whatever you want, but the jumbo package or the extra tackle, and they just start running down their throats.
Yeah, no, I absolutely love it. And voluminous to me, I just got a little jealous, man. I wish that somebody would look at our offense and go, man, it's voluminous.
And if you were
the opposite of
voluminous.
I think it could be.
I don't know where, and this is the knock that you and I actually do agree on about Zach Robinson, is that it seems vanilla as far as I feel like it's not as complex as the offense was last year. Like I feel like we showed more with motions and more in the run game last year than we had the first three games this year. And maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like there was more moving parts and there was more variation to it last year at this time. Take away the Pittsburgh game.
Yeah, I was going to say that the game plan against Pittsburgh just looms so large in my head. And look, I mean, I think it is what it is. I want to see more volume, yes, but I want to see more variation in the volume. The vanilla to me and the predictability, that's two different things. Predictability means like, hey, you have a bunch of plays, but we know exactly what you're going to do on what down and distance. All right, you're very predictable. You're going to run on first. You're going to play action on second. You're going to throw on third. That's predictability. The vanilla to me is our offense, 9 times out of 10, we're running the ball. It's very simple, and I'll tell you exactly. And they probably have different names for all these plays. This is probably why Zach Robinson and Dwayne Ledford don't think it's vanilla. Here's what they're doing. They're putting Charlie Warner in motion. They are going to insert him somewhere on the line of scrimmage to switch assignments with one of the offensive linemen, and Bijan's going to run it behind him. That's what it is. That's what our run game is. And the reason I got so excited, we talked about it a week ago. I got so excited about the pulling guard because I was like, dude, it's in there. Like, we have the ability to do this. We can build off of this counterplay. You've shown the footwork in the backfield of Bijan to take one step to his left and go to his right. Let's just keep building on that. And I haven't seen it since. And it was even more vanilla against Carolina when you needed to have a good offense.
If it's in there, why don't we see it more?
Like, I don't know.
I mean, that's what I don't really get where the comfortability is. I know what Lindstrom said. I'm tired of repeating it to you and Dylan about we do what we do, and that's good. But when you do what you do and it's not working. You know, look, I think
because it was working.
Can I say one thing though? Like, we're not giving Carolina the actual players enough credit for knowing some of these guys, like Derrick Brown's of the world, knowing us and knowing what we want to do and just knowing as far as, well, this is how Lindstrom has always blocked me and this is what I can do against him. There's one instance where he ragdolled Lindstrom in that game. And he waited, he saw us running that, waited, boom, throws him out of the way. He did the same thing the week before against an Arizona defensive lineman. But, like, I get frustrated when games, You know, people always want to talk about adjustments and game plans. And I feel like there's a misunderstanding. I've heard the stat. Well, Tyler Allgeier only had one carry in Sunday's game. That's unacceptable, and it should never happen. Well, do you think the game plan coming in was we're going to give Tyler one carry? No.
Like, why did it happen then?
Because I think that they got away from the game plan.
Okay, we're in agreement there.
As soon as it was 17-0, and somebody was threatening me yesterday, you can still run this and that out of when it's 17-0. It's easy to say when you're not the one down 17-0 and what you've been trying to do is not working and you start trying to change things up and then you turn it over on downs again and then it's 20-0 quickly. And now you even get further away from the original
game
plan.
But here's what I'm going to go back to. And you said, let's give credit to Derek Brown. He knows how Lindstrom's going to try to attack him. He was able to really play well off of that. I have an issue with that, though.
Why?
Because he shouldn't be that comfortable. He should not ever – the defensive players from the other team should never be that comfortable. It's like, hey, we knew where they were going to attack us. You should, if you have a guy that you know is the best player as a three technique, we should be running trap. We should be running wham. We should be running double teams out of power. We should be running a bunch of different things where he has to have questions on every play. Where am I going to get hit from? That's exactly what I'm talking about. There's no volume to it. Okay, there's no depth to the playbook. There's nothing that Zach Robinson looks at and says, man, let me hit this guy out of left field with something he's never seen before. He knew exactly what we were going to try to do to him.
Let me ask you this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Because I think we need to have a real conversation and get to the depth of all of this. We know that I'm a huge fan, I know you are too, of Dwayne Lefford, the run game coordinator, the offensive line coach. He's both.
Sure.
Does any of this fall on him? Because at some point, does Dwayne Lefford say, hey, I'm the run game coordinator and I'm the O-line coach, and we work in unison, in concert, or whatever the word it might be. Throw in your big word. I'm not Jeff Ulbrich. I didn't play, I didn't grow up.
Like voluminous.
Voluminous.
We're in concert.
I didn't even know what the hell that word meant until he said it, and okay. I realized it. But to say we've got to start variating our offense, and I think my guys can do this, and we need to start inserting these plays. Because – I know that ultimately it falls on Zach, and I'm not blaming Dwayne Lefford, but why are they not what is the breakdown here?
I think that there is a personnel outlook, because we talked about it, and you brought up Chris Lindstrom has said, hey, we do what we do, we run wide zone. I think that Dwayne Lefford looks at it and says, Chris Lindstrom's not built for north and south run blocking. Now, you've tried to do more of that with duo. All power is when you pull a guard is like duo with a pulling guard. You're going to do double teams across the front. I think Chris Lindstrom not being built for it, and just hold on, Chris Lindstrom not being built for it, and Elijah Wilkinson not having the reps next to him makes him a little more like, I don't know if we should do that. Let's get back to what we do, and I think that's what this offense, more times than not, has fallen into.
And is pulling a Lindstrom, not really more conducive, does that not help him do that?
I'd love to see it.
Because here's the deal. If you say he's not suited to North and South, I get that. Maybe not coming right off the ball. However, he might be a lot better in it when I get my 300-pounder running downhill going north and
I'd
south.
I'd love to see it. Haven't seen it. I'd love to know what Chris Lindstrom is as a puller. Don't know. Couldn't tell you. Never saw it. Never saw it. This Saturday from noon until 2, join Allie Mack at Jim Ellis Kia of Kennesaw as we get ready for Sunday's big game. One lucky fan will win the ultimate tailgate kit, 50-inch 4K smart TV with rolling stand and other prizes. Plus, another winner takes home tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, this Saturday from noon until 2 at Jim Ellis Kia of Kennesaw with Allie Mack and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, it was a walk-off last night in Thursday Night Football. We'll get to it and more all in the huddle next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.